Okay, hear me out.
Okay.
The phrase in a pickle. I'm thinking it comes from a cucumber's thoughts right before he's about to go into a jar to get pickled. He's like, if I go into that jar to get pickled, I'm going to get eaten, which sucks. But then he realizes that even if he stays a cucumber, he'll still get eaten.
Oh, man, that's a pickle.
And he's like, wow, I'm really in a pickle. Basically, either way, a cucumber's fucked. Coin a phrase that's, oh, dude, you're cuked.
Cuked? I don't, that doesn't work.
You're cucumbered.
I think you're in a pickle works pretty well.
Welcome to another famous episode of Should We Get Married with Kyle and Kylie.
Famous episode. Another one.
Yeah. Number one podcast on Apple iTunes.
Number one in all categories.
Yep. Number four in Australia. Don't know why.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
Number one in all categories in the United States. Number four in Australia. Just number four. There's no categories. It's just number four over there.
I think because like 80% of the population in Australia is snakes, and we've talked so much shit about snakes.
That's not a true fact at all.
There are a lot of snakes there.
There may be a lot of snakes, but 80% of the population, are we talking of all living creatures?
On the island, yeah.
Okay.
It is an island, right?
It's a continent, but that's what continents are.
Yeah, it's like a really large island. It's
just a giant island.
And then off the coast of that is, in fact, Snake Island, correct?
Is Snake Island over there?
I think so. It's somewhere between like Australia and New Zealand, isn't it? Did you tell me about Snake Island? No,
is it right there? But New Zealand's like literally off the coast of Australia. It's like right there.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it? It's like the length of like one of the Hawaiian, you know how the Hawaiian islands? It's like that far away.
Yeah, okay.
From Australia.
You're right. And it is also like a little string of islands.
New Zealand? Oh, boy.
I'm really bad at geography.
Geography is not my strong suit as well.
But I work with someone from Australia.
Oh.
And he was telling me a story about camping.
Does he speak in... Oh, I know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he was telling me a story about camping with his buddy, and they were sitting around the fire, and they looked back, and this... I forget what the name of this, like, super deadly, humongous snake in Australia is. I'm getting goosebumps as I'm talking about it. But it had, like, reared all the way up like this and, like, was pointing at his friend, like, in the back of his head.
Like ready to strike?
Yes!
Yikes.
And after that story, I told him respectfully,
mm-hmm.
that yep. I would not like to go to Australia.
So, for those of you who don't know, Kylie has... A legitimate phobia towards snakes.
I think they all know. I think we've talked about this more than anything.
Well, I just want to bring it up again, just in case there's some new listeners. Kylie has like a hot, like recoil from a hot flame reaction to just a mere image of a snake. So she can't, you're unable to, when a snake pops up on a TV show, or a photo when you're scrolling through Instagram, you cannot look at it. Your eyes dart away. You cover up.
Yeah. And for people that post photos of snakes on social media, by the way,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm out camping. Oh, I found a snake. Oh, I want to post a fucking video of it. And I'm waking up in the morning scrolling through Instagram and that pops up. Unfollow. I don't care how good of friends we are. Unfollow.
Yeah, that would...
I don't trust you anymore.
That would really suck because, like, the fear that is involved in a phobia, you start off the day with that.
Oh, that actually legit happened. Mm. My friend did that.
And you unfollowed her? Unfollowed her punk ass?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
Yeah, I'm full of shit.
You got to walk the walk, though.
I know.
When you put up a threat like that.
Yeah.
It was a good threat.
Sorry, Katie.
It was a really good threat.
You gotta unfollow you now.
Yeah, it's time to unfollow Katie. She's going down. What are we talking about today?
Just like life and how you're doing in your head.
Okay.
And in your body.
I'm doing pretty good.
And also, I want to talk about some...
My body's not so good. I've been...
Oh.
I had taco time last night, so...
Yeah, we
did. It didn't treat me well.
So, we ordered like full meal taco time.
We spent $30 at taco time for the two of us. It was $29 and change.
That's normal.
It's not normal.
But they did throw in an extra crisp bean burrito. And if you haven't had that, go get yourself one. You're welcome. So we had three. Yeah.
Here's the deal though, if I may.
And I had two.
May I?
Yeah.
So fast food etiquette. I'm just saying right now, if you order fast food at a fast food restaurant,
yeah,
say your pleases and thank yous. Be really nice, and you'll get treated really well because those servers have a shitty job, and they have to do customer service, which if you've ever done customer service, it's one of the hardest and worst jobs on the planet because people are the worst. Especially customers. And I'm just saying they're difficult. Like, I respect the customer. It's, all that stuff. But it's a very difficult job. And fast food, just say your pleases and thank yous. It goes a long way.
Yeah, you'll get an extra crisp bean burrito.
You might get an extra crisp bean burrito.
But don't you think all the free food makes up for all the shitty people? Like, if you're just in there snacking on... tater tots all day?
No, it does not. And also that's stealing.
No, you're allowed a one free meal per shift, I'm sure.
Oh, well, that's not that much. That definitely doesn't make up for customer service. All the shitty people. One free meal? No way, Jose. Yeah.
If you had to work at your choice of any fast food restaurant.
Okay.
Before you say Wendy's, just thoroughly think it through.
Thoroughly think it through.
Yeah.
If I said Chick-fil-A, do you think that would ruffle some feathers?
Why?
Aren't they're? I think they're like as a corporation, they're homophobic or something. Didn't they say?
Fuck that.
Yeah, super fuck that.
But, are they really?
I think like at the corporate level, they don't. I mean, they are closed Sundays, so I think it's ran by some. I don't know. I'm speaking disparagingly, possibly, but I know that they don't support something in the queer community. I'm not sure what it is. But
boycott. Boycotted.
Listen, I can live in the nuance. I disagree with a lot of things. A lot of people do, but I can still...
Eat the food. I mean, I guess this is the same conversation we had about Michael Jackson last week, but
can
still listen to the music, even though he looked at little boys' butts.
Yeah. He may or may not allegedly looked at buttholes. Allegedly he looked at little boys' buttholes.
Not funny.
But we're not sure. I mean, we're close to sure. Real close.
Fuck.
But anyways, I can still listen to the music.
So Chick-fil-A is homophobic on the record.
You're going to... This is not on the record.
It's
actually literally on the record.
I'm going to ask them. I'm going to drive through and ask them.
Yeah, you should do that and report back.
Excuse me. Have you ever had a homophobic experience at work? That's what I'm going to ask.
That's what you're going to ask. That's brilliant. Really nailed that question. That was good.
Look, that topic is on my brain big time because we're watching some incredible shows right now.
Can I answer the question though before?
What's the question? Oh, yes, please do.
Which fast food restaurant I would like to work at?
Yeah,
it's Wendy's. Listen, Wendy's. Wendy's is the best fast food restaurant on the entire planet.
Better than Taco Time?
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. Although Shake Shack is... I'm gonna leave that in. Shake Shack is very good and better than Wendy's, but I don't know, man. Wendy's is old school.
What about Dairy Queen, though? Because you'd just, like, get to bring home an ice cream at the end of each day.
So I'm noticing a theme here. You like the perks of having access to that food.
Everyone likes perks. There's not a human being on the planet that doesn't need the perks of the job.
Okay. You're so intense right now. This is
anyone that intense. Sits at a desk for 8 to 9 hours a day needs the perks.
Okay.
Speaking from experience.
I got it.
We like to pretend like we don't give a shit and that I don't need it. I don't need that. But when it comes down to it, just like Ali Wong was saying in her bit, you're printing your stuff at work because it's free paper.
Right.
And free ink.
Yeah. Free paper rules. And yeah. Free ink rules.
I print everything at work.
Wow. You're saying it on the
There's
podcast.
There's no rule against printing at work.
All right. You could be wasting tens of dollars a year.
It's also free Wi-Fi.
Oh, now you're, are you going on Instagram?
Also, there's like free salt packets, little pepper packets.
Okay.
So
okay,
I don't salt my food at home. I wait till I get to work, saving money, probably $20 a year in salt and pepper.
This is not true at all. We use our own salt and pepper at home. I've never seen one salt packet from your workplace.
That's
ever.
True.
But that is a great idea.
Yeah.
You should just bring a case of it and we'll just break open all the salt packets into our salt containers.
Okay.
It'll take a few hours, but it'll be free salt.
Also, there's like endless amount of water there from the fill up station. Okay. I fill up my water bottles. Right.
We get it. You got a lot of perks, a lot of great perks at work.
So many perks. I can sit or stand all day. Either one that
You're
I want.
You're kidding me.
Either one.
Sit or
I
stand.
I usually stand. Because guess what? My desk moves up and down.
Don't your dogs get tired?
Perks of the My dogs are barking. That's my favorite line from any show ever. What's that from?
I don't know. I got it from my dad.
He
from
says
when I was
it?
A kid. Yeah. He would say, my dogs are barking.
No.
And my mom would.
No.
Yeah, my dogs are tired. And I say it now. You've
my
heard me say it all the time.
Dogs are tired? That's the phrase? My dogs are tired? My dogs are tired? Is that it? I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was my dogs are barking.
Yeah, that's the phrase too.
If you went to anyone your age right
There's
now and said,
dogs
my dogs
phrase.
Are tired, they say, oh, what, did you take them on a hike yesterday?
No,
did you play
they
too
would,
much Frisbee?
They would know your feet are tired.
Mm.
Yeah, anybody.
My dogs
anybody.
Are tired.
Name one, anybody.
I don't know, James.
James would say, wow, yeah, my feet are tired too. He would relate.
Oh, wow.
James would be right on the ball, be like, man, I empathize with you. Man, my dogs are tired too, bro.
My dogs are tired. This is on topic. Do you know why? I found an article of terms that are like new terms
Hang on
in
a
the
second.
World.
What? You left the homophobic whole thing and why it's a hot topic
Wild
behind.
Card.
You keep leaving things behind. What's
you know
going
what?
On there?
We're just going with the flow over here at Should We Get Married headquarters. We're just easing through the day.
All right.
Word for word. But yeah, we're watching, I'm watching the assassination of Gianni Versace, and it's very,
right.
It's very heavy on being gay in the 90s.
Yeah.
And we're also watching Glow, which we love. It's so
Glow.
Good. And that's very much focused on being gay in the 80s
right
now. So,
I mean, a part of it is.
It's a like really heavy underlying theme of the show, at least in season 2 and 3. And
was it
I love
two?
It.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. Because 80s.
It's mostly on like female empowerment, sort of. And like being outside of the norm and being unique as a person. And
let me just say this. Alison Brie.
Oh, geez.
Is a miracle on earth.
Kyle's number one crush is Alison
Listen,
Brie.
She's talented. She's beautiful.
Okay.
She's fearless.
Okay.
And she can act her ass off.
Yep. And she can do pull-ups like a motherfucker.
She can do some pull-ups.
And so there's an episode in season 3 where she's topless and she's like jokingly like shaking her titties around and jerking, and like the titties combined with the joking around down to earth. I look at Kyle and he's just in heaven.
Listen,
titties and jokes.
If I had never met you, because you have the most beautiful boobies I've ever seen.
Boobies.
Second to you, Allison Brie.
Oh, honey, her boobs has a are
great,
amazing.
Has a great chest.
Oh, they're the best.
Can I say that?
Okay.
Can I say has a great chest? And is that weird?
It's lame. Chest is lame. Chest? Everyone has a chest.
Yeah, but women have a chest.
No, just say titties. Is that bad titties. To say?
Okay.
Titties is acceptable.
I feel like this is all cringy.
No, it's fine. It's when I real. Say, everyone's thinking about titties.
Right. But I like to say chest. I mean, for the record, I like to say chest.
I mean, you have a nice chest.
It's a little out of shape, honey. It's just not a great chest. It's just
the same effect when you talk about a dude's chest to a girl's chest.
Yeah. Yeah, because
it's like the mom way of saying boobs.
Women have boobies attached to them.
Yeah.
Their chests.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard boobies referred to as...
Stop saying boobies.
Chesticles. Yeah. I'm laughing that you asked me to stop saying boobies. You don't like boobies?
Can I tell you a story about my little girl boobies?
Yeah, let's get into it. Wait, what?
When I was on the bus.
When you were a little girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like middle school. I rode the bus. And so if you don't know this, and maybe times have changed, but going to get your first bra is like a huge deal.
Oh.
A big deal for a young woman. And I think my mom took me to like Nordstrom, which is like, oh, the top notch, best of the best. Like you go there and you get, you know, in your like, 13-year-old mind, you're like, I'm going to get fitted for a bra and try on different kinds.
Nordstrom's
and like
in the
start
90s
wearing one.
Was so like the service was top notch.
Yeah.
Like
90s.
They had the restaurants and cafes going on in there.
Still
remember?
Do. They still
oh, they do.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. I worked there.
Well, when did you work there? When have you been to a restaurant in a
like over 10 years ago?
Okay. I don't think they have them in there anymore. But anyways.
They do. Yes, they do.
They do?
Yes.
Well, I'll take your word for it. I haven't seen one.
It's a huge part of Nordstrom's
we'll
experience
see.
Is having the cafe there.
We'll see.
They've got a bar in the Bellevue one.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, my mom takes me on this whole experience. And mind you, didn't really need a bra. It's just like about... Okay. Being old enough to get one.
Going through the process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we found this like really thin little cute one that I could like wear. And I wore it for the first time. And on the bus, I remember exactly who started making fun of me because he could tell. Like you can just like tell a little bit. And I went home and told my mom. She called his mom. And he got in trouble and he had to apologize for making fun of my new bra.
Oh, man.
It was so embarrassing.
Yeah, that sounds very embarrassing.
It doesn't sound that embarrassing.
No, it does.
But it was.
It really does. No, I'm being serious.
But I wore the shit out of that bra.
You know what the equivalent of your bra moment, getting a new bra was for me as a male kid?
Learning how to hide your boner?
No, huh? Although you get pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Still great at it. Still great.
I don't think you just get random boners.
It's pretty rare.
Okay.
It's pretty rare. Anyways, my equivalent to that was when I first started to get leg hair.
Oh, interesting.
The way you said, oh, there was.
It was not what I was thinking you were going to say. Leg hair. Did you want the leg hair?
Yeah, it was a big deal for me to start getting leg hair because I had bald legs. For a long time, some of my friends were getting hair on their shin specifically. I was walking around middle school looking at other dudes' shins and being jealous that they had hair already on their shins. And I hadn't gotten hair yet. But I remember the day when it started to come in, and man, was I pumped.
Man, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
You're not focused on like pubic hair, you're straight up shins.
At the time, I was not focused on pubic hair.
Wow. It escalated to that eventually, right?
No, I didn't care. I mean, that was like whatever. But I never got chest hair either. Mm. Like I got a little patchy patch, but like I never really got the full chest experience.
Okay.
Of hair.
I'll see your bald shins and I'll raise you first time shaving your legs. Huge deal.
Okay.
Coming of age deal is when your mom shows you how to shave your shins for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you just put the razor on the skin and shave away?
I mean, but like,
how is that a big deal?
She has to allow you to do it. I don't know.
What?
Like, kids aren't just going around going, "Oh, I'm gonna shave." You have to be like, "Mom, I think is it time? Am I allowed to shave now?" And she's like, "Okay, here's how you do it. Here's a razor."
I see what you're saying.
And then it's your life's, you know what? Your life's over forever, actually, because you're never going to not shave ever again. And it sucks.
And also bathroom time is extended considerably. Getting ready time.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever realize that? Like, oh, shit, I got to spend another half an hour in here every single morning or whenever I want to shave.
Yeah, not till I was older. It's like, because the hair just got worse and worse.
And how long does it take to shave now?
Well, now?
Is a half an hour an underestimate or an overestimate or...
Full leg?
Yeah, we're talking full leg.
You know, a lot of people are different. A lot of women don't have to shave their thighs.
Okay, but you do?
And you know what, ladies? Fuck you.
Oh, really?
I'm so jealous.
Because they got it easy.
Yeah.
The ones that don't have to shave their thighs.
Yeah. Some people are shaving head to toe. Some people are just shaving their lower half of leg.
Head to toe?
Maybe not head. Maybe head. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
And it takes forever because if you can picture a razor and it's about an inch, and then you picture how much space there is on your fucking leg and how many times you have to take that inch over however many square feet of leg you have.
Okay.
It takes forever.
All right. Okay. All right.
So that's why I only do it once a week or so.
Well, you went and got laser.
Yeah.
And
you know
what? How much did that knock it down by?
It cut it in half, probably.
Half. Well, that's good.
But yeah.
Are you going to go back? Get the other half?
I want to go back. Man, lasers are expensive.
Yeah,
there's different kinds, and it's like it hurts, and I'd love to just laser my whole body.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
If I won the lottery, I would laser my whole body.
I mean, you do. I want to support whatever you want to do with the hair thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, the patriarchy and all that stuff.
Mm.
But I like it when you don't have hair.
Oh, yeah. So do I.
Okay.
Don't we all? No one likes hair. No one likes...
That's not true at all.
Are we talking about a specific area now, or are we talking about all the hair?
Well,
leg
I don't
hair,
know.
Arm hair.
I think it's all different for everyone, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Depends on how many strings of Neanderthal you have in your 23andMe results. I have more than my dad. Anyway, do you think there's a...
It's a lot of thrall.
A lot of Neandra. Do you think there's a syndrome where, as a male, you never grow pubic hair? So you're just like bald down there forever?
Yeah, there is. There's something.
There is?
Yeah, I've heard it. I don't know what it is, but yeah.
What would you suppose that'd be called?
I have no idea. What do you think?
Non-pubis hairomy. I just came up with that.
I think you're pretty close, honestly.
Mount pubis heromi. I want to write it down. Look it up.
I think, what if I had non-pubis heromi? Would you still love me?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. I bet you they'd be natural swimmers, because Olympians or competitive swimmers, they shave it up.
Yeah, but that's your legs, isn't it? Because you're gonna be your pubic hair is gonna be covered up anyway.
It depends on how big the bush is. I mean, you could have a whole situation down there.
No matter what, your Speedo is over your pubic hair.
I know, but pubics extend down into the top of the thigh and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, they're probably shaving that part.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
You used to be a swimmer.
I was, yeah. I was a competitive swimmer up until high school. High school?
Wow.
Maybe a little bit before high school.
So did you shave your legs ever?
No, that's later. And also I wasn't that great.
Well, maybe it's because you didn't shave your legs.
There was a few moments where maybe I could have been great, but then I started to gain weight. That's funny to you, huh?
That's when you start sinking.
No. I'm still an amazing swimmer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. It would be... It wouldn't make sense to like wish and hope that your shin hair came in and then just go off and shave it for swimming. So probably a good choice.
Yeah. I like my shin hair. Still like it.
You have a nice shin hair, I'll say.
I have a nice shin hair.
Can I share with you some terms that are new to me and the kids are using these terms now?
Wait, you got to go back to the other thing.
What?
You were about to open up the book and go, this is on topic.
Oh, yeah, this is on topic because we were talking about terms a minute ago of like definitions of what something means.
That's the same. We're going into the same thing.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, cool.
This is it.
All right.
It has to specifically do with like dating nowadays, which isn't something either of us are doing.
Dating terms.
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, with all the apps now.
I know them all.
And all the apps or all the terms?
I know them all.
I don't think you're going to know these.
Oh, I got them. These are going to be easy.
It's that the title of this article is, What the Fuck is Roaching? And four other dating terms.
You don't know what roaching is?
You do?
Actually, no, I don't know what roaching is.
Okay. Well, we know what ghosting is.
Yeah. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And have you ever ghosted someone that you went on a date with?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Wow. And why not just send a text? I'm like, hey, it's not going to work out.
Why? Why send a text? What's the point? What is the literal point of that?
I guess it depends on if she's like reaching out to you consistently. You would probably shut that down and be like, hey, no.
But maybe let them text you? Yeah. I mean, it depends on the situation. Like,
does it feel good to ghost someone?
Yeah. Haven't you ever broken up with someone
or they've
broken up with you or whatever? And you're like, fuck this motherfucker. And you just ghost their ass.
Yeah.
Okay. That feels good.
I've broken up with everybody.
Okay.
Except for you. That hurt.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Would you like to hear what roaching is?
Okay. I don't have to explain myself on ghosting.
You do actually. Oh, explain. Okay. Go. Feels good.
Sometimes it's okay to just walk away.
Totally.
Whatever it is. That goes for anything in life. Relationships, job, town you live in, family member. Maybe all of a sudden you don't like green peppers anymore. And you just walk away. You just walk away.
Would that be called a ghost pepper? Boom.
All right.
Okay. So do you have a guess on what roaching means? I'll just tell you.
Oh, no. Let me guess.
Okay.
It's where you come out at night, like you text them at night looking for sex.
No, but that's a good guess.
Because roaches come out
at
night.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I'm roaching, baby. I'm on the prowl.
You think roaches just like, what's up, guys? I just out here roaching. They just start coming out, roaching away.
I think their voices are higher.
Hey, guys. Just roaching it up.
No more like, hey, guys. I'm out here roaching. Just doing the roaching.
All right. What does it mean?
Roaching, in fact, is what happens when the person you've been seeing is hiding the fact that they've been dating other people.
Wow, interesting.
And when you find out and confront them, they claim they didn't realize it was a monogamous relationship. You've been roached.
You just got fucking roached. That's so callous. She just got roached.
Oh, I think this has happened to me. Oh, this has for sure happened to me.
Oh, boy.
Okay. In like a severe way.
The roaching?
Yeah.
Oh, honey, that's sad.
Nah,
that's
all right.
Okay.
It was an ex-boyfriend. You know the story. I dated someone for like almost 3 years. We moved on, dated other people, lived with other people. And then at some point, he was reaching out again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. I didn't want to, but maybe I'll give this a second chance. And we did that. We dated for like 6 months. And then he was being weird one day, and I was in town like waiting for him to text when he was done with something or whatever. So I just stopped by his house, of course, crazy. And
that doesn't sound that crazy.
He's in there with his girlfriend. Apparently.
Oh, the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which was his other ex-girlfriend. So it was like a very big what the fuck situation. And I went home and like sent her a message on Facebook. I was like, I'm so sorry. I have no idea what's going on. Like, whatever, whatever. And she, of course, was like furious at me instead of furious at him.
Yeah. So
that was super fun. And I was out. I was out. I was like, cool. Yeah. Nope. This is done. What the fuck? And they like lived together. I was like, how is that possible? You've been staying the night at my place like all the time.
That sucks.
How does that happen though?
I don't know. There's a lot to unpack there.
So much. So much. There's a few people listening that are like totally privy to the situation, but.
Do they know that person?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we dated for like 3 years.
So he roached your ass.
He roached both of our asses.
Wow, he double roached.
Yeah, they're getting married now, though, I think.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Is she post roach?
That's what I'm saying, is like a lot of times in that situation, and I've been there, you get mad at the other woman or the other person.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Instead of the person you're with, which is who everyone should be mad at, by the way.
Can I just say, I've never roached.
Oh, cool.
And I've never been roached.
Oh, lucky. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I don't like that it's a term now. It's like so popular, it's a term now. You know?
Well,
It's been happening since the beginning of time.
Yeah, it probably has. Lots of roaches out there.
Okay. I'm a little weirded out that I just told that story on the podcast.
Is Salem walking? Because if he's walking.
Back to the pound.
He's going back to the pound.
He's on his bed.
He's licking his junk now.
Should we cut out that story?
No, it was a good story. Right. What's the next one?
Benching.
Benching.
Yes.
I know this one.
Okay.
That's where you bench where you bench one. You sit one down so you can bring in the next one. But they're benched.
Sort of.
They're still on the line. It's similar to roaching.
You're keeping them on the line. You're right. It's a version of stringing someone along. Think of benching someone on a sports team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I pretty much nailed it.
That happens.
All right. What's the next one?
Caspering.
Yeah, I got this one. Caspering I don't have this one. What is that? What does that mean?
It refers to the friendly ghost version of ghosting. Instead of completely disappearing, you'll just wait a few days to respond to a text and pray they get the hint to move on. Friendly ghosting.
Wait, say that again.
So you're like distancing yourself. The friendly ghost version of ghosting. instead of completely disappearing, you'll just wait a few days to respond to a text and hope they get the hint to move on.
Oh. Well, isn't it a tactic when you're dating to like wait a few days to call anyways?
Yeah, but this sounds like with the intention of it's not leaving. Happening.
So the intention of you, it's not happening
you
has
don't
to
have
be there.
The balls to ghost or break it off. So you hope they just kind of get the hint.
Oh, okay. All right.
So this is the pussy version of ghosting.
All right. How do you feel about calling someone a pussy?
I love it.
Okay. And then
I think it's great.
Calling someone a dick.
Fine.
All good. Now, Kylie, what do you think about the connotation that calling someone a pussy has, meaning they're weak?
Oh, and meaning a woman is weak
because
she has a
wuss.
Pussy? Yeah, that's fucked up. But like almost any term, I can see outside of like it just being a name. I can see outside of like what it all means and just like roll with the name.
Okay. All right. You know? Fair enough. Cool.
But I do hear you and it's a thing and I respect that. I don't go willy-nilly calling anyone a pussy.
Yeah.
But I think I heard my dad say pussy one time. My dad's like really...
This is very uncomfortable to me.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's a very good guy. He's very like... He's quiet a lot of the time, very like respectable, like good, like dad figure kind of guy.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And so didn't swear, didn't do anything like that. And I don't remember, he was talking about someone, I don't know, not anyone we knew, but like maybe someone on TV or something saying that he was a pussy. And I'm talking about it right now because I'll never forget hearing my dad call someone a pussy. It was like, what?
Huh?
And so now I love it.
Okay. All right, cool. I would feel weird if my mom called someone a pussy.
I think that happened. Am I making it up? Yeah, I wouldn't forget that. I can't even remember the situation, but...
All right, what's the next term?
Orbiting.
Okay.
AKA, your ex continuing to interact with all your Instagram stories and social media, letting you know they're still around.
That's so annoying.
Speaking of the story I just told, this is an effed up way of trying to sabotage you from being able to get over them. If you truly want to move on, the no contact rule is the best defense against any potential orbiters.
You must, in a breakup, respectfully employ the no contact rule.
Yeah.
I'm talking friends.
Yeah.
I'm talking, you gotta make a separation. Don't make it weird for the other person. And don't be selfish if you're the orbiter. Don't be selfish and don't be weird.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we've talked about this, though. Like, can you be friends with an ex?
Yeah, you can.
You are. You have been.
I am. Yes.
Yeah. But would that be considered orbiting?
No.
Because you're not doing it self. Like, you wouldn't reach out to say hi selfishly just because you found out, like, she's dating someone. You're just honestly seeing how they are.
Yeah, it's very sincere. Yeah, yes, you're right, because so if nuance is played, then you can, it can be done respectfully. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But orbiting, there's a clear, someone who's orbiting, they're clearly orbiting.
Yeah.
It's like a couple steps away, there's stalking involved. Whether it's digitally or not.
Yeah.
You're a few steps away of getting, of making it really weird if you're orbiting like that.
The reason that this term can be infuriating is when someone is doing it after like it was a really bad breakup or like a nasty ending.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the story I just told, and as you know, reached out a whole bunch, like for a couple years after all of that, as if nothing
the
happened.
Guy did.
Yes.
He's a roacher, dude.
As if nothing ever
He's
happened.
He's a fucking roacher.
And I was like, I'm all good.
Yeah.
Blocked.
Yeah. Block that bitch.
And finally, submarining.
Oh yeah. That's where, you, you're in the coital position.
Oh.
For sexuals.
Great.
And you accidentally put it in the butt. Submarine.
Oh, yes. That could be legit.
That's it, right?
Wow. Yeah, but when that happens,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't make it all the way in. It just is more like a, ooh. It doesn't just slip in. That's really hard to get in. I mean, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right.
Unless you got a loose butthole.
Well, or you're experienced.
With a loose ass butthole.
With, yeah, that, with that stuff.
Okay. Submarining is when an old flame pops back into your life and acts like nothing happened while they were submerged beneath the ocean blue. AKA ghosting.
Did they have to fucking say submerged beneath the ocean blue? Who the fuck wrote this stupid ass article?
Oh, this is basically gaslighting you into reading into their sudden absence as anything suspicious. How nice of them. These are right. Great terms.
Yeah.
Submarining or orbiting.
I've never submarined. Have you?
No. In fact, I have a problem with like exes. Once it's over, man, it is so over. Like I almost forget it ever happened.
Except for me.
Well, it's not over.
Right.
So
obviously, totally.
I can't imagine that happening with you, but
well, when
I've never been with someone who I was like, oh, this is it. Well, I've always known it was going to come to an end.
When we broke up, you were on me like crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah, you came over.
Hold on. What do you even mean on you like crazy? I was frank with you and I said, I think this is a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is over.
I'm just saying.
And then I gave you space, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah, you did.
Okay,
yeah.
Just want to set the record straight.
You orbited a little bit.
Wait. Well, you didn't start dating someone, though. You didn't get into a new relationship.
No.
That's orbiting. Yeah. Is when you're like, oh, this person's trying to be happy and move on. Okay, I'm going to reach out.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay. One might say my tactics worked.
Yeah. They worked very well.
Yeah.
And I'm happy they did.
And me too. And when I showed up at your house to tell you I loved you,
mm-hmm.
that was fun.
I said it back right away.
Nope. You said, thank you. No, actually, you didn't. You just hugged me. I don't remember.
It was very awkward.
It was so awkward.
I wasn't sure yet.
I wasn't sure. I knew I had to do it.
Okay.
I mean, I was sure, but I didn't realize it till you asked me if I loved you.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's must be what I'm feeling.
Wait, I asked you if you loved me?
So we had a phone call. We had broken up. I was telling you, this doesn't feel right. I think this is a mistake. I really think that there's something special here.
Okay. I remember that.
You were...
Oh, and I was like, why? What? Why are you doing this? Do you love me or something?
No, it wasn't like that. You were like, if your feelings are so strong and you feel like this way and it's something bigger, like that you feel you're in love with me or something like that, you need to let me know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That sounds like me.
And I was like, I gotta go. And then I showed up at your house because I wanted to tell you in person.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Something like that.
Wow, that sounds all very romantic, actually. Except I didn't say it back.
Can you imagine my thoughts on the ride over?
Yeah. Oh, I've been there.
From Woodinville to Marysville. I was just like, oh, my God.
Kylie, this is a big reason why I was like, you're amazing and I want to be with you is because you were willing to do that. A lot of women don't, in my experience... They don't make those grand romantic gestures. That's all left to the dude.
Mm.
And I was tired of doing them all the time.
Because
I wanted it. And I didn't... It didn't need to be equal. It wasn't about equal. I just wanted the experience that I was giving to other women.
Oh.
Like, I would make those drives, showing up in person in a non-weird way, in a romantic yeah. way, and doing this, doing the work there. Yeah. And I wasn't getting it really, if ever.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way society is. Like, the man does that stuff.
Yeah, and you also had a certain level of confidence and assuredness about yourself and who you were at the time. And I hadn't even gone on that journey to figure that out. So I didn't really right. know how to do that.
You did it very well.
In a way, you taught me. But I remember when you finally said, I love you back. Do you?
Yeah, I was on my sober birthday.
I think it was your actual birthday.
Oh, it was my actual birthday when you made me the Zelda cake?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was maybe another grand gesture. I helped me and your mom planned a big birthday bash at her house.
Yep.
And I made you a Zelda cake.
Yep. My 33, right? No, 34?
I think it was 32.
Can I just say that? I think video games are going to be in my life forever.
Yeah, you can say
and,
that.
And I love them. And we just went to PAX.
Uh-huh, the video on Friday, game. Yep.
I know. I don't think I was in the right mindset, to be fair. But you're paying so much money to go wait in line. And I mean, there's so many people there.
The driving, the parking. But all of that aside, just looking at the show alone.
Yeah, and the community's wonderful. The people there are wonderful.
I think what's happening with you and I is we've been spoiled with getting to go
trade
to
shows.
E3.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like the biggest and the best.
E3, well, and that's the other reason why PAX doesn't interest me that much is because there's no big announcements there. Where E3, mm-hmm. like that's the trade show.
PAX is like all those people that watch those announcements but don't have the privilege of going to E3 get to now go to PAX and test out those games that got announced.
Yeah, fair enough. And also, there's like a legit community there. I mean, they're playing D&D. They're going in conference rooms playing D&D, playing... Yeah,
they're in cosplay with their buddies.
Yeah, in cosplay. And it's a really supportive, positive, communal experience. So I get that, but... Oh my God, it's so much work to just like maybe play a video game.
I will say this, what I liked about PAX.
Yeah.
When I got to the level with the board game hall.
Yeah, that was...
I lit up.
Yeah, I agree. That the top level, it was...
I never get to do board game stuff. It's always video games. And I love board games more than anything.
Yeah, it was super chill. A lot of indie games and a lot of board games. And
they're so beautiful. When I was there, I was like, oh, maybe I should work for a board game company.
Yeah.
But maybe I shouldn't say that.
Why board game companies rule.
I know.
All right. Well, I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah.
This has been good. First, I just want to congratulate Robbie and Kellen.
Oh.
For having a sweet baby boy, Barrett.
Yeah.
He's the sweetest of the sweetest baby boys.
He's 5 days old now.
And they're, we just went and visited them and they were so sweet as a couple and as a family now. Yeah. And it was really, really beautiful. The whole vibe over there was wonderful.
It was really comforting, and she really went through crazy, scary hell to give birth early. Yeah. And he's all right.
Yeah, everybody's all right. Happy and healthy.
Did that experience make you think about having a baby?
I always love those experiences because I do challenge myself to be open. Not that I wouldn't be, but I kind of go in there with an open heart. Mm-hmm. Number one, because it's, you know, it's a little baby. And they're my good friends. Mm-hmm. So, but it didn't make me want to have a baby more or less. It was just an enjoyable thing that I got to experience.
Same here, actually. Okay.
All right.
Exactly the same.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey. So, all right. This has been a good one. So, Kylie, how can people support us on here?
Yes. Well, Kyle, thank you so much for asking. It really tickles our tailbones, everyone, that you tune in. And if you likey, go ahead and give us a review. It's really easy to look us up on Apple iTunes as the number one podcast.
Put it in the Google.
Every review counts, as you can tell. That's how we got to number one. And over on the Instagrams, we've got like one of the top 10 Instagrams as well at SWGMPod.
Yeah, well, top 10 so Instagrams.
Come look at our high quality content and you will be amazed and impressed.
Hmm.
And while you're at it, you can anonymously ask us a question.
We'll never know who you are.
On our website, you just scroll to the bottom, but also you can tell us your secrets and it is also anonymous.
Yeah. You can just, I don't know.
So run.
What do they do in the Catholic Church?
Don't walk.
They,
I would not know because I'm not Catholic.
No, they go and, they confess. And so this, you can treat us as your confession.
Yes.
Right on our website. You can just disperse and purge all of your secrets.
Yeah.
Salem's scratching himself, and I swear to God.
We'll talk about your problems, and we'll solve them for you. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
Now he's walking around. I can't stand him.
All right. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you so much. Give us a shout on Instagram. Give us a review on Apple iTunes if you're so inclined. We love feedback from everyone. We love questions from everybody. Just to know that some of you are listening is really special to us. And that's why we turn the mics back on.
Yes. Thank you.
So thank you, and we shall see you soon.
Latris on the menjay.
Bye.
Bye.